Victor Lewis in the studio right now, keeping us caught up on everything that's trending in the world. Locally, it's elections. What's happening beyond?
All right, so we're going to get to the real big stuff that's trending probably at some point. But the first thing that I want to talk about is a long time ago, I worked at a car dealership. And something that we discussed just in passing is like a cool thought experiment. I wonder what would happen if somebody just came in here with a duffel bag of cash and tried to buy a car. Because I saw one or two people buy a car just by writing a check.
Right.
And you would think that that would be the quickest, easiest way to buy a car, but in fact it is not. People would be in and out of the dealership long before those people would be, because it takes time to check on a check. You have to call banks, you have to call the government to make sure that this is not a money laundering thing for you. Like, there is a lot of procedure involved in transferring that much actual money that is not based in credit or financing.
That's interesting, because I paid for, when I bought my car, and this was years ago, I paid for a check, and it was in and out. It was, here you go, here's the keys.
I mean, was it like a big purchase? Because the amount of money really matters.
I mean, it wasn't a Mercedes, but, was big for me.
All fair. Absolutely fair. And it is the dollar amount that really matters.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the exact cutoff, but I ran across a story this morning that really sort of answered some stuff for me, because it's not just about the money that you're allowed to pay with. It's about the money that you're allowed to just have on your person. And the story of Kermit Warren being stopped at the airport by the DEA and having $30,000 in a duffel bag seized at the Columbus International Airport in Ohio.
Wow.
Because you're not allowed to have $30,000 in cash in this duffel bag, and we want to know where you got this cash. Well, that's my cash. I'm going to go buy a tractor. I'm going to buy a tractor with this duffel bag of cash. And they ended up seizing it from him and keeping him at the airport for quite some time. He was neither arrested nor charged, and then eventually they returned his $30,000 to him once he provided proof of how he got the money.
Mm.
He also obtained a settlement for the amount of time that they kept him at the airport and stuff.
Okay, so good for him, because all of that seems like it worked out correctly in spite of the unnecessary delay. Real quick follow-up question about why he was at the airport.
I mean, he was flying to drop off money for this tractor that he was buying in cash.
Okay, I think if I'm TSA and someone shows up with a duffel bag full of $30,000 in it and says, I'm going to fly somewhere to buy a tractor with this money, I will also have some questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think all of this is correct.
I would like to talk about your duffel bag full of money, sir.
This is reasonable suspicion. Like, we talk about when I teach American government, like we do civil liberties, and we talk about the difference between no suspicion and reasonable suspicion and probable cause. Someone showing up at the airport with $30,000 in a duffel bag claiming that they're going to fly somewhere to buy a tractor, when I'm sure there are perfectly good tractors in Columbus that you can buy.
There's plenty of tractors.
It's a sizable town. They've got dealerships, y'all. I'd have some questions,
too. And if
it
was just the TSA, there probably wouldn't have been much of a problem. The problem came when the DEA made, quote, baseless claims that the money was linked to drugs, which upset him. I'm not a
right.
drug dealer, and that's why he filed a suit.
Okay.
Anyway, let's just move on from the dope bag full of cash. today's, as I'm sure he would have liked to.
Yeah, yeah.
My most ridiculous headline that I've seen today is absolutely a doozy, and it comes out of Alabama, which is sort of interesting. Monkey of pole dancer girlfriend of ex-Alabama assistant coach allegedly bites child at Halloween party. If you would like me to
say that again, please.
Monkey of pole dancer girlfriend of ex-Alabama assistant coach allegedly bites child at Halloween party.
So, an Alabama former football coach, I assume, because it's Alabama, has a girlfriend who's a pole dancer who owns a monkey who may or may not have bitten a kid at a party.
Yeah.
Cool.
His name is Steve Sarkistan. He currently
the monkey? Please tell me it's the monkey.
The monkey's name is Gia. Gia is a white-faced capuchin.
All right.
However I'm supposed to say that monkey's name. But that monkey belongs to his girlfriend, whose name is Danielle Thomas, an exotic dancer known as the Pole Assassin, who once appeared on the Jerry Springer Show, which is the only reason I know that she is called the Pole Assassin.
That is a great nickname.
Which I think, yeah, that's why I brought it up.
Oh my God, that's pretty sick. Yes.
And I'm sad that there wasn't more journalism performed to tell me that her name was the Pole Assassin. I had to go find that all on my own. But she has a pet monkey.
Good on you, Danielle. That's a good
Gia.
Name.
This monkey has an Instagram account, and this whole story, that's ridiculous, insane, convoluted headline aside, is yet another example of having monkeys not a good idea. Monkeys don't make good pets.
I have one question. In that duffel bag, what denomination were the bills? Because $30,000 in hundreds probably isn't going to fill a duffel bag, right? Like,
no, probably not.
So are they tens and twenties? Like, was it all ones?
I wish this information was included. And I said we were trying to move on from the duffel bag of cash.
I have duffel bag questions,
but now,
Victor.
I'm just imagining him clearing out like an entire town's worth of ATMs, just driving to ATM after ATM because it's 2 a.m. and he needs to get his tractor money so he can catch his flight out of Ohio.
It's probably an early morning flight.
He's just not even attached, just shoved, just crumpled bills filling an entire
shoot. It's got to fit in the carry-on size, sir.
I
can't
would
check that.
I would never pay for a checked bag. That's not what this money is for.
They're going to lose that luggage, and you're never going to see it again.